B'tachem for Life, Shir 958, Sunday, Parshas Korach. Today's Shir is generously sponsored by Lenishmas of Yaakov and Tzion ben Abnachem Zecherno Levracha, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of thousands and thousands of listeners throughout the globe should bring him an Ilui Neshama, and he should be Zeiche to Halechta Gan Eden. We are explaining the words Yikra'eini ve'e'enehu. Very powerful words. David HaMelech is giving us a guarantee. You want to see a response? You want the Rabbeinu Shalom to send you the Yeshua? Work on your betachin. If a person is a Baal betachin, Yikra'eini ve'e'enehu. He will call out to me and I will answer him. And the reasoning behind this is very simple. Like we explained, the Baal Betachan lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no separations between him and Hashem. The stronger the Betachan, the less separation there is. And therefore, our Baal Betachan, again, this is based on your level. A person with 100% Betachan is guaranteed Yikra'eini ve'e'enehu. A person on a lower level, most of us, is not guaranteed, but it definitely helps. And the higher the level, the more you'll have a kiyum of this pasuk, Yikra'eini ve'e'enehu. But the concept is, the reason why the tefillah doesn't necessarily bring the response in the area that the person wants is because there's some sort of disconnect, whatever that is, whatever the disconnect is. Whether it's because of an aveira, whether it's because of some separation between you and the Rabbeinu Shalom, whatever is there, there is something that's missing, which is what stops the Shefa from playing out in the area that you want it to play out. And therefore, not every tefillah is answered the way we want it to get answered, like we explained last week. Tefillah is always answered. However, not necessarily in the area that we davened. Why? Because there is some sort of separation. The tefillah will always bring a response, and a personal Be'ezer Hashem have a Yeshua. However, it might not be specifically in the area that you davened. That's what can happen by regular tefillah, so to speak. However, the Baal Betachin, the individual that lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without separations, such an individual, his tefillah is responded to in the way that he davened. That's what David HaMelech is saying. You work on your betachin, not only are you protected, and not only will the Ben Hashlam save you, but he'll listen to your tefillahs and he'll answer your tefillahs in the way that you're asking, in the area that you're asking. That is a benefit of a Baal Betachin. You live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You remove separations between you and him. And the more you work on your Betachin, the more you remove separations, like we said many times. Betachin is not an overnight process. But the more you work on it, the more you will have Yikra'eini ve'e'enehu. Why? Because you're removing the separations. You're removing the mechitzis between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Shefa can come directly. And not only directly, it will go exactly where you davened. Because you're living with an open relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here is sponsorship information. To sponsor one shir is $180 a day. To sponsor all of the shirim is $500 a day. Additionally, you can set up smaller recurring donations. Every donation is greatly appreciated and helps us continue sending out the shirim. To mail a check, please make the check payable to Congregation Kerem Shlomo, and please mail it to the Path for Life, 14 Jenine Way, J-E-A-N-I-N-E Way, in Lakewood, New Jersey, 08701. To donate by credit card or to set up a recurring donation, please contact us via email, shiurim@thepathforlife.com. shiurim@thepath4life.com. Tiskulumitzvus.